Hi there, Trevor. Trevor, thanks for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wanted me to get you the details of the service, how it works and what's included, answer any questions that you have. And then also, because it's a very young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How is your day going so far?
It's going good. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing well. I appreciate you asking. I do have your file here in front of me. In fact, I'm looking right now at your website. I like the look of your website, by the way, and I think customers would too. And it would be our job to make it easier for potential customers to find that website. And of course, as a young company, you know, like traditional word of mouth is not yet a big factor for you. Google, though, is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. And for people who don't know who to call, that's usually where we go. We Google it. So they'll be typing in, you know, fireplace cleaning or fireplace installation. I know you do like mason repair and things like that. So for any of the services that you provide, we'll make sure that your business and, of course, that website pop up as one of those top options that people will see. Obviously, you use Google yourself. You know, you won't be the only company that pops up when someone does that type of search. And, of course, not everyone will ultimately decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I think that's a good thing. You know, you're really only going to get phone calls from somebody who saw that website before they picked up the phone to call you. Usually by the time they decide to reach out and dial your number, it's because they want to work with you. You know, they saw something that they like. They're hoping you're available. They're hoping your price is fair. It's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. So it's very different than a lead-based service where you're kind of getting the same lead that your competitors get and kind of in a bidding war. With this, potential customers will choose you. And we can help you get reviews, too. You'll have, and not just for Google, Google and Bing, the other major search engine. There's also going to be Yelp. I mean, you've got a Facebook page already. You'll have Apple Maps. I think you could benefit from having us do Facebook paid ads as well. Simply because you travel like 45, 50 miles, we want everyone in your service area to have the opportunity to know not only that you're in the area providing those services, but to see your website, know that you do quality work. Now, of course, and Tara put in the notes here, I just wanted to clarify with it, Google's not going to list your physical address. They don't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And I have a stay-at-home wife, too, so I definitely understand you wouldn't want anybody, coming up to your doorstep when you're not around. You're going to be listed city and state only, not even a zip code, and certainly not that physical street address. But what I was saying before is anywhere in that 45, 50-mile service area, even if it's like 60 miles away, right, 70, 75, if you're willing to go there, we can target specific cities, big and small, specific zip codes, even specific neighborhoods where it's most profitable for you to be found. And if there's somewhere you don't want to go, even if it's like 5, 10 miles away, if you don't want to go there, we'll make sure your ads aren't running there. So you're going to be found by the people in the places that you want to service. Now, the pricing is going to be reduced here for as long as you choose to keep the service. The new in business rate, while it is by far, Trevor, the lowest rate that we offer to the public, it is not an introductory rate. So it's not going to balloon up on you later on. It really amounts to more of like an assistance program, if you will, just to make it more affordable for younger companies. Because we know that although it is month to month and there are no long-term contracts, our clients do tend to keep the service because it's profitable to be on that first page. So certainly your success is our success, and we do want to make it affordable for you. You would actually see a savings of well over 50% off the normal cost of the package. I'm recommending the Platinum package here with the Facebook ads included. You would save $350 every month, and it would bring your rate down from what would have normally otherwise have been $599 a month to just $249. and that $249 Trevor would be the exact amount. Again, you're not paying per lead because you're not getting leads, you're getting phone calls, you're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits or anything like that. Like I said, it is month to month. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, is that something you think you would want for New Age Fireplace and services?
It's definitely something I want, but that for it to be that price month to month, I'm a little, honestly, sticker shocked.
Well, I mean, I know that the $249 still seems like a lot of money, and, you know, it is. I mean, I'm not going to say that's chump change, because it's not. That's an investment in your business, that's for sure. But the return on investment is always going to be the most important part of that ROI equation. We could do $199, but then that takes away $100 of Facebook ads, and those are more opportunities, more jobs. I mean, just kind of based off of your website and the pricing that you would be passing on to every new customer, that's a fair price for your services too, right? I think even just one job would offset the cost of the service, right? And certainly with the number of people in that 50-mile radius that are needing your services, you've got the summer promo right there with the reduced price. I mean, we just got to get that website in front of more people. It'll get your phone ringing. Now, although the price was reduced for the Platinum package, the $100 of Facebook ads was not reduced. And Facebook ads, I mean, that's a lot of bang for your buck right there. $100 of Facebook ads, they cost like 20 or 22 cents per click. So that's 400 clicks every month from someone who would be, you know, on their Facebook page, not necessarily looking in particular at that moment to call someone who can provide your services, but they think, oh, wow, that's something I know I need. They see your website, they call you again. I mean, that's just another way for you to reach more people, and it's certainly worth it. I mean, like I said, we couldn't do any better than $199, and that's without the $100 of Facebook ads. So for $50 more, you're getting the $100 of Facebook ads and those 400 clicks in a month. I'd be willing to waive your setup fee for a couple of reasons. I mean, actually for a few reasons. One, because you are a young company, and I'm trying to make it affordable for you. We know that as a young company, your advertising dollars are not like growing on a tree in the backyard, right? That's why the new in business rate is more than 50% off the cost of the service. It's the lowest rate that we offer. I do want to make it affordable for you. You already have a website. We don't have to build a website for you. The other thing that would give me kind of an excuse even to waive your entire setup fee, Tara attached here an Angie Leads profile.
Hey, I'm sorry. Hey, sir, can I put you on hold for 1 second?
Please do. Please do. I'll be here when you get all back.
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry about that, sir.
Oh, no problem. I definitely, you know, want to be respectful of your time. So, you know, there's a promo code that I found in our system while I was on pause there. It's not specifically for Angie Leads, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. And that actually does allow me to reduce the cost of your setup fee. Now, whether you're using Angie's or not, I mean, you do have an active profile page. I can apply that promo code. Like I said, you've got a website, and because it's a young company, I just want to waive the entire setup fee. I might normally take 20 or maybe even up to 50% off the setup fee, but I want to waive it entirely just to make it affordable for you, because anytime I see something like Angie's or like Thumbtack, Networks, Craftjack, when I hear a prospect say, you know, $249 or if it was $299 or even if it was $349, which would be something I'd offer for the same exact package, and here we're just talking $249. Anytime someone says, you know, that's stretching my budget a little bit, I'm always a little bit concerned when I see a lead-based service where you might pay $40, $60, even $80 per lead, whether you get the job or not, and that lead goes to your competitors. And even when nobody gets the job, you still pay for that lead. So almost always, especially at $249, that's going to be more affordable than something like Angie's, and it's going to reach more people. So that return on investment is going to be there. Not everyone uses Angie's, but pretty much everyone uses Google. If they don't use Google, they use Bing, the other major search engine. You'll be listed there. And for the people that aren't even actively searching for your services but need your services and find you on their Facebook page, that $249 includes $100 of Facebook ads. So I really think that you'd be successful with it. Let me put it this way. I know we don't have to build a website for you, but there's still a lot of content we have to create. And, we have to, of course, pay for those Facebook ads. The $249 doesn't cover our cost. It's on our site at $599 for a good reason. That's what we spend on our end in the first month. So we have to earn your business for 2-3 months just for it to make sense for us. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. Over 11 years. April 17th was my 11-year anniversary. I've got clients that have been with me almost from the beginning. As a company, though, we've got clients that have been with us even longer than I have, 12, 14, 16, 18 years. We've been doing this since 2004. I would not offer it to you below our cost. You know, it's going to cost us more than the $249 to get started for you if I didn't already know you were going to be successful with it and keep the service. Like I said, our clients keep the service because it's profitable. Whether you end up loving Angie's, hating it, or somewhere in between, there's not any conflict with having a lead-based service. Most of my clients, in fact, Trevor, I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them, and even the ones that had experience with their lead service, whether it's the one you've got or Thumbtack or any of the others, most of my clients do find it preferable and possible just to scale back on those leads. Just let their phone ring through using our service and not have to deal with chasing down leads. You might find that you're able to do that too. And like I said, I'd be happy to waive your setup fee. I wouldn't want to start taking away things like Facebook just to make it more affordable for you. But that $249, I really think you're going to love the service. It's going to more than pay for itself. You're going to get the detailed reporting and tracking too, so you're going to see exactly how well the service is working for you. Are you using the Angie's? I mean, I know it's a young company. Have you even gotten leads yet or tried to follow up with those leads?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I just got Angie's yesterday.
Oh, really? Brand new.
The thing is, I've done my research on Angie's, and I realized that HomeAdvisor and Angie's List has combined, and I was not a big fan of HomeAdvisor in the first place.
Yeah.
A lot of people will say the same about HomeAdvisor, I would assume.
There is a class action suit against HomeAdvisor. Yeah, and last time I checked, and it's been more than a month since I looked, but it was 4,500 plus contractors that had joined that class action suit. That was a month ago. It's probably more than 5,000 now. It's actually HomeAdvisor powered by Angie. In fact, your profile page is homeadvisor.com/rated.newagefireplace, a bunch of numbers in HTML. So it's actually on the HomeAdvisor platform. So it is kind of the combination of HomeAdvisor and Angie, but it's still basically HomeAdvisor. It's still the same kind of process or kind of business model of capturing leads mostly off of Google and then selling and reselling the same lead to businesses and their competitors. HomeAdvisor or Angie List or Leads, whatever they want to call themselves, even 10 years ago when it was Service Magic before it became HomeAdvisor, they are and have been and probably will always be one of Google's biggest customers. They spend between $2 and $3 million every single month on Google paid ads. That's where they capture their leads, but they make that money right back by selling and reselling those leads. So what this does is it kind of removes the middleman from the equation, puts the power of Google to work directly for you, puts that website right where people can see it. Now, we can even help you get Google reviews, right? I mean, you'd have, like I said, that knowledge panel, that virtual or digital brochure for your business, your website, your reviews, kind of a bullet points for your services, photos, all of that's on that kind of digital platform. even before someone chooses to click on it, they can see that. But we can help you get more reviews, send you out a link to that review tab of your Google listing, along with like a sample thank you letter that you can use verbatim or use it for inspiration or discard it altogether. But as long as you have that link that goes to that review tab, it makes it as easy as possible for people to respond to it. You can send it out even to multiple people at a time, just use the BCC function so they don't know that everybody's getting that same thing at once. But you send it out as an email, and it's just the same for them to respond to, as easy as responding to an email. They click on it. It takes like 5 seconds to give you a five-star review, maybe 5 minutes if they want to type something in as well. But as easy as we can make it for you to get those requests out to people, and it is easy for them to respond to it, and it goes right where you need it the most, which is right on your Google listing. So it's going to help you get those reviews, and of course, that's what people will see. They don't always read them right away, but they want to say, you know, see real quick at a glance, oh, this guy's got a five-star review. It looks like, you know, 28 reviews or whatever it is. That's what draws people to a listing to begin with, to look at the website. And from there, like I said, I like your website. You've got a great-looking website. You're almost doing your business a disservice by not making it easier for people to find that website. No offense, right now your website's kind of like a digital business card. You have to tell people the name of your company. If they know the name of your business, that's great. If they get recommended to you by someone who's used your services before, that's great. If they see your service vehicle and it's branded and they try to look you up, then they would find it. But for everybody else, and it's a young company, obviously brand new, so, you know, traditional word of mouth is not yet that huge factor. Every new customer that finds you on Google becomes someone who can use your services again down the road or recommend it to their friends, so it's going to help you to grow those kind of customer relationships that are going to keep those jobs coming in. Like I said, this is going to put your website in front of more eyes, and it will also help you to avoid that Home Advisor powered by Angie situation.
Yeah. Like I said, I canceled them. I mainly utilize Thumbtack because their leads are a lot cheaper.
I like Thumbtack.
I love Thumbtack. But honestly, as far as the Facebook ads, I've ran a couple of them on my own, and they haven't really done much wonders for me, considering what I've already paid. But
I can get rid of them if you don't want them. I mean, that's not a problem. I mean, we are, you know, trained and partnered with Facebook or Meta, you know, to get businesses a better return on investment with their Facebook ads. We do see success for a lot of our clients with Facebook ads. We sunsetted the $149 as a local only campaign at the beginning of this past year, so I don't think I could have my supervisor give me even special approval to do it. I could do a local campaign at the, you know, $199. That does remove the $100 of Facebook ads and drops it from $249 down to $199. But then, you know, that might kind of shrink your service area down a little bit. I mean, you're willing to go 40, 50 miles. The local campaign is called local for a reason. In most areas and industries, it's good for about 30 miles.
Okay.
Would you prefer that local-only campaign? Maybe $199 a little more affordable for you?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like the $249 would be a little bit better as far as, like,
for your package.
Facebook ads out there.
Yeah.
It's just a little more. It sounds like it's a little better, but what scares me out of it, kind of, is that we're in summertime. So not many people are going to be searching fireplaces.
I know, I know.
I love the idea of, you know, having the opportunity to get reviews on my page and already be visible.
Sure. Yeah, that's why you have a website.
Yeah, but once again, that takes me back down to, it's summertime and not really many people are going to be searching up fireplaces right now.
Well, that's probably why you got that 20% off for summer services. But when you say not many, I mean, obviously there will still be some, you know, and I do know, I mean, we've got industries, every industry under the sun. Of course, for a lot of our clients, it's kind of the opposite of you. You know, they work outdoors. They're landscape contractors or they're roofers, and they shut down for 4 or 6 months. We've got some people in the northeast that, You know, they work maybe 4 months a year, and their service is paused with us for 8 months a year. You know, their down season is the wintertime. So I know it's different for you, but there are still people that are looking for services. And most of our services, even though things slow down in their slow season, the businesses that are on that first page still get phone calls. There's almost always someone who needs a service. And most of them, you know, 9 out of 10 buying decisions go to the businesses that are on that first page. So, you know, there are still going to be people looking for your services. When you're on that first page, when they can see your website, see your reviews, you'll get phone calls. Like I said, you're not like a hair salon or a doggy walker. I don't think you need 15 jobs to be profitable with something like this. And we are aware that it's the off season. When we saw this listing, we thought, well, you know, obviously these types of things typically become available during the slow season, right? That's when businesses either slow things down or you know, turn their service off altogether. That's when we find Google telling us that, oh, there's a listing here, or they're there for that, this or that, right? Like I said, we get a lot of those types of things during the wintertime for other services. So we weren't surprised when we saw this one come through. We knew that we were going to have to deal with the same objection, that it would be pretty common for someone to say, this is my slow season, right? Obviously. The only thing I can do and still keep the Facebook ads in place, make it more affordable for you, give you more time, give us more time to get your phone ringing, keep it ringing, earn your business, I can give you what's called a 6-week first month. So instead of like, you know, paying today and then paying a month from today, I would push out that second billing 2 weeks. There wouldn't even be a payment scheduled at all in June. Your first payment would be like, or your next payment would be July 13th. That gives us 6 weeks to get your phone ringing and get you at least a job or two, give you the reasons to want to keep the service. You can also pause it. Now, I probably shouldn't say this, but you could pause it right away, and what it does is it secures the listing for your company, and that way we stop calling through the area. We don't try to fill it with somebody else. We do want you to use the service for a good couple of months because that gets things rolling. That gets you the best placement. It gets your phone ringing. Like I said, there's still going to be people that need your services. They need to find someone. They need to call somebody. Might as well be you, right? The businesses on the first page get those phone calls, and it's not always the guy that's been around the longest or has the biggest company or does the best job in town, but it is someone who's in that spot right in that exact moment when people are looking for it. So I think you'd be profitable with it. I'd be willing to push out your second month by 2 weeks. Every month after that would bill on the 13th, so it wouldn't even bill in June at all.
Okay, so you're going to charge me on my birthday. I see you.
Oh, you mean like the 13th of June
July
is your birthday?
My birthday.
July 13th. Yeah, well, that makes more sense. No payment in June.
Yeah.
I was going to say that would make you a Gemini. I'm a Gemini. I just had my birthday last weekend. I could change the day, but you might be happy about that. I mean, it's a gift you're giving to your business, right? I mean, your birthday.
Right, exactly. It's what I wanted.
Yeah.
I think
you don't always get what you want on your birthday. In this case, you would, though.
Right. I think I'll do that. That'll be good for me, and it gives me, because I already got a good couple of jobs lined up, and that's going to benefit me a lot more to have that extra funding, too. So.
Yeah, and it does look like the number that we're speaking on now is the number that's good for your customers to call. It's obviously the number on the website. Is it a good number for us to use as well to reach you regarding your account?
Absolutely.
It is.
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, is it a smartphone? Can you receive text messages on that number too?
Yes.
Okay. Sometimes we'll text you things. Other times we'll call you. For longer pieces of information and something we want you to have for your records, we'll email things out to you. I saw the New Age fireplaceandservices@gmail.com. That's a good email address for you, right?
Yes.
And in the email, the AND is spelled out because you can't have symbols and things like that. But the business itself, the AND between fireplace and services, the actual ampersand, the symbol for the word AND, right? Not AND spelled out?
I have AND spelled out on all my documents. I think I messed up on my logo and done the AND symbol, but on all my legal documents, it's spelled out AND services. Hello? Hello?